Hey guys, Bill here. Hey, how are ya? Well, I serve a lot of drinks on the plane to people, and I see people have two and three of the same stuff, and I just think, oh my gosh, if you only knew how horrible, really, a lot of the drinks are. So I'm not going to use any brand name because I don't want anybody suing me. Saying, hey, you're saying our stuff is bad. Yeah, the stuff is bad. But I'm not going to tell you the name. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go through a quick list of drinks. So, we're going to go with tomato juice and Bloody Mary mix. Those each have 720 milligrams of salt for one little can. And people have two and three of those, so you know, you're just drowning yourself in salt, and the salt is really, really bad for you. We have margarita mix. It's low in salt, but it's high in sugar. This is a little 4 ounce can that has 11 packets of sugar in it. Yeah, in a little itty bitty can. We have a ginger ale and orange juice. Now, ginger ale and orange juice both have 33 grams of sugar, which comes out to 12 packets of sugar. Yeah, you would never know that. Apple juice has 13 bags of sugar. Now, one thing that I did not know is that not only do they have high sugar content, but high carb content. It's like you're having a load of sugar, plus you're eating a whole bunch of bread at the same time. And it's so, so bad. So we're going to have a cola and clear cola. Those each have 14 bags of sugar inside. But the worst, the absolute worst thing to drink on an airplane is the cranberry juice cocktail. Because it has 60 carbs, plus 21 bags of sugar per 12 ounce can. So now, you probably know what I'm going to tell you. What is the best thing to drink on the airplane? Water. Water, water, water. Because the stuff with the high salt is going to make you bloated. The stuff with the high sugar content, it's just going to make you go on a sugar high, and then you'll have a sugar crash. And I feel really bad when parents order juices for the kids. Because, you know, let's face it. Everywhere, juice is bad for you. Because it's not like it's juice from the fruit or whatever. It's gone through a factory, they've added sugar to it, and it turns out to be nothing but sugar water. So when a parent asks, you know, they want a whole can for their child, and I can't say don't drink that, because that's what they chose, but that kid is getting 21 bags of sugar. So, just when you go on a plane, if you like sugar, if that's your thing, then by all means, go ahead. But if you really want to know what's going into your body and what each thing has, then just look at the back of a can. That'll tell you right there. And so, this is a short podcast, but that's just been on my mind for such a long time. And I wanted to share that, and I thought, I don't know if I should do that, but listen. I care about you, and that's why I do this. So, thank you. Hey, do you listen to my podcast? Well, just leave a comment or something. If you have any ideas for the podcast, leave a comment as well. You can watch my videos on YouTube at Ask a Flight Attendant. And I put up a new video today all about flight attendant schedules and how they work. Also, if you want to reach me, you can drop me an email at askflightattendantbill@gmail.com. That's askflightattendantbill, B-I-L, is how I spell Bill. So, hope to hear from you. Hope you're having a good weekend. And I'm about to have my very healthy dinner. Okay, guys. Bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.